The Somali Bantu is a minority group in Somalia where they have been enslaved from Central and Western Africa and was taken to Somalia in the 1900s, I think, by Arab traders and became Muslims. And afterwards, they have been having a lot of problems with slavery through the Somali people. So in 1992, when the civil war broke out, they fled from Somalia and came to Kenya and applied for resettlement in the United States.
Did you come with family members?
I did come with my family in 2005, my father, my mother, and about six children.
What is the language that Somali Bantu speak?
Somali Bantu speaks several languages, but the main language is Maymay, and there's another language called Misigua.
Let's talk a little bit about the art, the Somali Bantu arts. Maybe you could describe to me what we're looking at here.
Here, this could be a bedspread. It's a white sheet embroidered with yarn.
Bright colors.
And they like bright colors. So they decorate this on the bed, on the table, on the ceiling, and all over the house. Because back there, we didn't have all this technology, and all the technology was this, to decorate their houses, whether it's a wedding or whether for other occasions.
The colors of this basket are beautiful. There's sort of green and purple and yellow.
Yes, she was from Somalia, as I am, and her name is Fatuma. And when she was back in Somalia, she used to use the sisal tree to make a basket. But when she came here, she decided to change it.
When you do this kind of traditional crochet and some of these arts, does it help you feel connected to your community?
Yes, I am. It makes me feel like I'm back in there because it reminds me of what we used to do there and what we're doing here, kind of connected.
Do you get together with other women sometimes to do this?
Yes. We used to have a sewing circle with Lynn that brought like almost 6 to 7 different cultural groups to here, and we teach each other.
I'm Lynn Williamson, and I direct the Connecticut Cultural Heritage Arts Program here at the Institute for Community Research.
Can you talk a little bit more, Lynn, about the sewing circle?
Yes, we have, since 2007, had a group of women who are extraordinary needle workers. They meet to share ideas, share techniques. In the process of working on their art forms, whatever they may be, the women have a fellowship together, I think, that helps them. The reasons why they came here are usually very difficult cultural reasons, political reasons. And the sewing circle, I think, has been instrumental in helping them feel like they're fitting in and that their art forms are seen and respected by other people in the community, and then they feel like they contribute to our society and our neighborhoods.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.